Time for another chapter in the lives of four people who are important to you. And I'm one of them. Jennifer Horn is another one. Roberta Fasanelli is a third. And R. McFadden is a fourth. And you're the fifth to join us on a good day way to start your day or move your day along, whichever. Yeah, listen, you could be listening at any time of the day or night. Program is aired live from now until 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, by going to DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. You can see the big banner there in the middle of the page and the words Listen Live. So you click on that and you find more if you want to listen on the computer, or you have the iPhone app, plug that into your car speaker, all those good things. And plus, how many other apps are there? There are a couple of other apps. You can tune in radio.
Oh, tune in radio.
Didn't we find
sure.
another
That's
one the other
one.
Day that had us on? I think we did.
I mean, yeah, most of
you
the major.
Mean? Yeah, you're not mean, Richie. You're sweet. You're kind. Yeah, you're sensitive. Yeah. You're swell.
Most of the major radio apps we're on somewhere. So like Yahoo.
AOL.
iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Somewhere, somehow, we're on all of them.
Somewhere, somehow. We're on the radio now.
You know, I'm so glad you decided to sing about it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I was about to, and there was
nice.
A way, the last sentence would have had something to do with a cow, and it would have all rhymed.
Yeah.
See?
So sorry we missed that.
New pictures from the farm up at DougStephan.com today. Also, deals from the Queen of Cheap, which she will explain. She'll be here. She's here now to explain herself. Mimi's Cafe, Ruby Tuesday, more of that sort of thing. Speaking of the Queen of Cheap, Roberta, there is, for people who have bought Kindles, you can now remove Amazon's ads at a cost.
Oh.
What would it cost? Does anybody know how this works? Richie, you don't have a Kindle.
I don't have a Kindle, but, I mean, this is a...
What do they charge? They have... Ads to support
Stuff
that's there.
You're going to get your pop-up ads here every few minutes or, you know, whatever. And if you want to take
true?
Those away.
I never had that on my Kindle.
I never did either.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well.
Unless maybe it's if you're downloading Kindle books for non-Kindle readers. Like, let's say you have an Android or you have an iPhone and you download the Kindle app and then you download a Kindle book. But you don't have a Kindle. See, I have a Kindle, so maybe that's why I don't see the ads.
Anyway, the bottom line is for
Did
like
that make any sense?
No, none whatsoever.
Usually something like this is going to be $20, $30 a year type thing, and you won't get any ads.
No. Okay. I just checking it out. I want to keep myself up to date and abreast of the latest things happening in the world of technology.
Well, there's one thing you can always say about you, Doug Stephan. You are always abreast.
Yes,
of the
and speaking of that, Jennifer Horn will have the television report in about a half hour from now, which includes a new television show for Roseanne Barr.
Oh,
that'll be exciting.
She's back.
She's back. Also, the story of a Pittsburgh woman who spent 5 days in jail having to do with American Idol. That story at DougStephan.com, along with the story from Lexington, Kentucky. Today is the featured city named America's least active city, in fact.
Really?
Yes. If you check out the story, you'll see that there was a big... parade. Well, it wasn't really a parade. It was called the sedentary parade.
Of course
parade.
It's a big parade if they're
Fast.
Not fit.
Well, the city, the mayor of the city, Jim Gray, led this sedentary parade on Sunday. He sat on a couch on top of an electric cart, complete with a table for putting his feet up on.
That's funny.
Yes. The March Madness marching band, most of them wearing their pajamas, pretended to fall asleep as they walked down the street. People lined the sidewalks, did a lot of sitting around. Let's see here. One of the people involved thought it would be exciting to make fun of this article. The most sedentary city in the country. Alicia McCorvey said it wasn't true. The end of the parade, the area around the courthouse plaza, in Lexington, people jumped into action. Apparently, there was at the same time a program to promote healthy living in the city. A lot of activity sponsored by 70 different organizations. People playing soccer. Soccer. People were doing yoga. They were dancing in the streets. So the folks in Lexington said, we do not agree. It's interesting how some of this stuff comes. Just somebody gets a kick, and they name this city that, and another city something else. So this is the best state, or this is the worst state. It's amazing how these things are happening. And people just say, oh, okay. And they don't even know what the source of this stuff is. Who knows? Who came up with this sort of thing? Nobody knows. Right? Did you notice that deafening no sound from anybody?
It was probably that group that comes up with everything, the they group.
The them group.
Yeah, they say. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've got that group.
We are them, we are they, we are the men in black.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to, in a moment, try to spend some time figuring out what businesses are doing. You know, there's a lot of talk about businesses not doing well in America. Perhaps one of the reasons is because some businesses will not let you buy things that you want to buy.
Oh.
Have you ever had that experience, Roberta? Gone to a store expecting to find something you can't find it? I went to a home. I went to a Home Depot
and not find it.
Yeah, I went to a Home Depot last night. They say that they have all kinds of hardware. They have lumber. They have all sorts of supplies for the home and the builders, construction trade, right? So I was looking for a particular bolt and a nut to go with it, and they didn't have it. I said to the fellow on the floor, what's the story? Why don't you have this bolt? Why don't you have this nut? He said, well, we didn't figure anybody would be interested in buying a bolt and a nut like that. Well, here I am. I want a bolt and a nut.
Is
just
it a
like
special,
that.
Is it a specialty bolt?
It's a metric bolt.
Oh, okay. It's a metric.
What size was it?
It was the equivalent of 9/16.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long?
3 inches. Have you got some?
I would have thought they would have had that. Does it have a funky head on it?
It has a regular hex head.
Yeah, that one I would have thought they would have had.
I would have thought so too, Richie. That's why I went there in the first place.
I was thinking you walked in with some crazy tractor bolt.
No.
How come you know all this bolt that has a U and then a Z on it? And
right,
that
was 40 years old.
Right. Yeah, that's a pretty normal bolt.
Roberta, when I want some input from you, I'll rattle your cage. 40 years old. All right, so what businesses will not let you buy in a moment here on Good Day?
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We have a television quiz coming up in a moment. The businesses, I decided to specialize in restaurants for this overview of where businesses will not let you buy. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The folks at Fat Burger will not let you buy a veggie burger. You go to any Fat Burger, any place on the West Coast, and order a fat veggie burger. Can't get one.
They won't sell you one.
They will not sell you.
Imagine that.
A veggie burger.
And the nerve.
Right.
All
exactly.
That business they're just passing up.
Healthy.
We need to make jobs here in this country.
Yeah,
people.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, go to McDonald's. Can't get a hot dog at McDonald's. Why is that? I want a hot dog.
Yeah.
Can't get one at McDonald's.
I know why that is, actually.
Why is that, Rich?
Ray Kroc.
Because there's a wiener schnitzel.
Yeah, he didn't like wieners. Ray Kroc thought that hot dogs were unsanitary.
Ah, yes, of course. And the hamburgers that they get from the animal.
He's probably rolling in his grave right now.
Yeah.
But that's why he said we never will sell hot dogs. They're unsanitary.
No. Can't get onion rings at Mickey D's either.
Nope.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right?
But
yeah.
Do you go in there expecting that, though? That's the whole question.
Right. How about
you don't go
getting,
in there expecting it. So.
Have you ever tried to order a cup of coffee at a Chinese restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Cannot,
no, they only have tea.
No coffee, tea.
Cannot get a cup of coffee at a Chinese restaurant. Why do you suppose that is?
Culture.
It is. That's right. You know, you go to China, you can't get coffee.
Right.
Yeah. It just doesn't exist.
And I find it amazing that there is not a Chinese restaurant that will bend on that rule.
Bend on the coffee rule.
That will
coffee
say, rule. Oh, you know what? We have a lot of people demand coffee. We'll start selling coffee. They don't.
No.
It's all tea.
What
it's,
about, you know where they do sell it? Panda Express.
Panda Express has coffee? But they're not really a Chinese restaurant.
Right.
That's a... It's kind of like a leftovers chain.
Yeah, that's kind of like a mall walk-through.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that's where they give.
Style.
They send all the leftovers to Panda Express from the real Chinese restaurants. They have a truck. Do you know that, Jennifer? They have a truck that goes around.
No, I did not. I didn't know it was leftover. No.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. So, what other things come to mind that are obvious in terms of restaurants where you go and you might want some? For example, you can't get fish at a Kentucky Fried Chicken store, right? You know, they used to serve fish. They, at one point in time, served catfish sandwiches at McDonald's. Remember that?
Yes.
Catfish sandwiches. Why anybody would... You know, catfish is good omega-3 stuff, but they're not too flavorful. They have that, you know...
Catfish can be good.
The equivalent of a gamey taste in fish is a fishy taste. Tilapia has a fishy taste to it.
Tilapia bad.
Yeah.
Omega-6s.
Right. So, let's see here. You can't get Gucci in a Prada store.
Duh.
Why do you suppose that is?
Huh? Duh.
Upsetting. This is an outrage.
It is an outrage.
And you can't buy beef tenderloin at the Doug Steffen Dairy Store.
No.
Duh.
No, beef tenderloin at the
Turning
Doug
away
Steffen
all of that
Easy
business.
Farm. Yes, right. 21 after on Good Day.
You're the problem.
Thank you.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm really impressed. And more and more are getting into this show, The Sing Off, which is on NBC.
Wow.
This is all a cappella. This is a group called the Dartmouth Airs with The Who's Pinball Wizard. Listen to this. Performance. It's hard when you're doing a cappella to always stay exactly on pitch. That's usually the complaint about the they just get off a little bit on pitch, but you can't really tell it because these groups are all so good. All right, so the Dartmouth Airs, now it's time for a snippet of the Pentatonix singing Janis Joplin's Piece of My Heart.
Like you were the only girl. Whoa, didn't I give you everything a man plans to gain?
All right, this is okay. Judges like this, especially the vocal flugelhorn here. We get to that reason.
Well, I'm gonna show you, baby, that a man can be so dumb. I need you to come.
I can do that.
Yeah, me too.
Come on, come on, and take it. Take another little piece of my heart.
Next up is the group, the Collective, singing Hold On, I'm Coming. Rich, you'll love this. Sam and Dave's tunes. How do I look on camera, Rich?
Perfect.
Sound fantastic.
When the days come and you are down and I'm ever up to town, I'm
just
down,
like the
I'm
end.
Saying, hold on,
all right, let's get to the Deltones singing "You Can't Hurry Love," Reggie. Oh my God!
What a good-looking group of people this is.
I need love, love.
Good sounding group.
Yes, it was neat.
I need someone to hold my mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just
I want to go on the show.
She said, love, don't
what do you think?
You'd be great.
Yeah.
Where's the rest of your group?
Yeah, it's
you.
Take us with you.
It's the Doug, Stephaneers. They'll call us the Stephaneers. Roberta has the low voice.
You can be the Stephanettes.
Stephanettes,
girls.
Right. I've seen here, just another thing the judge is like, here are Sonos, not Soros, but Sonos. I Want You Back, Jackson 5 song.
Believe it or not, I was during the baseball game.
Yeah.
Commercials, I was flipping to this.
Yeah. Where are these guys? This the song that I like, where is it? I haven't seen it on the sheet.
North Shore on Chain Melody.
That wasn't your song, was it?
Yeah.
Was it? All right, play that, Richie.
All these guys are about 60 years old.
No. Well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yep. Oh, yeah. These guys are easily my age. That's what I say. We can get on there and do this.
Listen to this guy's voice.
That's the best thing of the night. I had a tear in my eye. I have a tear in my eye now. But no music, all voices. No instruments, all voices. Still mine. Let's hope they do well. The judges love their performance. Some of the singers from the sing-off on Good Day.
It makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grown-Ups.
We agreed you wouldn't lecture me about how I'm ruining my life.
I lied.
Martin Sheen and his son Emilio Estevez co-star in The Way, now in theaters. Estevez wrote and directed it, and Martin told us he loves his character.
He only really became a father after he lost his son, and so it's a story of redemption.
The pair opened The Way at our Movies for Grown-Ups film festival in L.A., and Charlie Sheen came to support them.
If you can't work with your family, then what are you doing, you know? Unless they all suck. And ours doesn't.
Now this. The easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Melissa Leo and John Goodman co-star in the thriller Red State. Oscar winner Anthony Hopkins is the king of the gods in Thor. Jill Clayburgh's final role brightens the comedy Bridesmaids. And Kevin James talks to the animals in Zookeeper. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey's most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, right around the corner with today's installation of information. How do you like that? That's a good term. I like installation of information.
I like that.
You like that? Television news coming up as well. As long as we are on television for a moment here, TV quiz. Everybody ready? Here we are. This is actually a multi-part question. The first episode, the first edition of SNL, Saturday Night Live, debuting on this date in 1975.
Sure.
Okay, the cast of this, you'll keep quiet then, Roberta. I have two questions, actually. 800-510-8255. Richie, the phone's okay?
No, everything's working fine.
Okay. All right. So I have two, this is like a two-parter, or we'll take a number of calls to identify the cast, who was in the cast on the first night of this new program.
There's a couple of trick questions there.
A little bit. All right. Who was in the cast? And what one thing other than the name and the producer is the same today as it was the first night it went on in 1975?
No,
there are three things about it that are the same. The name, the producer, and one other thing. What is it? And identify one member of the cast from the first broadcast of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Lord. What are you, a teacher?
And what was the last question? I'm sorry.
Jennifer loves my multiple choice. Actually, not multiple.
It's
a multi-part. It's a multi-part question. Yeah. Name
and write a short essay.
Right.
Yeah. On what they laugh.
Why you
what,
like it?
What did you laugh most when you about when you saw the first show? All right. The name of one of the cast members in the ensemble. That's the first one. That's there's only two things here. And the other question has to do with what is still the same other than the name and the producer. There's one other, actually kind of a magnificent thing when you get right down to it. The other thing that is the same about SNL today, same as the first broadcast in 1975. Okay? Got it, Richie?
Yep.
Everybody got it? 800-510-8255.
You'll have to excuse me. My wife just texted me my to-do list for this morning.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
All right. One of the things you have to do is figure out what the deal is with SNL. And you also need to listen if you want to save money because Roberta Fasanelli has today's installment of the Queen of Cheap. We are going to go eating, it looks like. Maybe after we get there.
She's the queen of cheap. Yeah. The diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Whoa! Okay, yes, we are going eating today. Let's start with breakfast at Mimi's Cafe. Mimi's Cafe. I was going to say Mimi's Cafe. It's a Mimi's Cafe coupon. Say that 10 times fast. Mimi's Cafe coupon. Mimi's Cafe coupon.
Mimi's Cafe coupon.
Buy one, get one free breakfast. It starts today. It goes through the 14th. You need the coupon, and you'll find it on the DougStephan.com website. We also have lunch at Chipotle,
really?
But this is only on Halloween. Now, get this. It's more like dinner at Chipotle. I misspoke here. They call it burritos, not burrito, but boo, like B-O-O.
Boo!
For Halloween,
burritos.
Uh-huh. So on Halloween, they're offering $2 burritos, salads, and bowls from 6 p.m. to closing. Here's the catch. You got to come dressed somehow. Quote, in a costume inspired by the family farm, unquote.
Ooh, cool.
What that means, I have no idea. Maybe you come as a chicken, a cow, a tractor, manure. I have no idea what you come dressed as. But I figured Doug would love this because he could just come dressed as himself and get a free burrito. Ruby Tuesday, free mini burgers and fries with a purchase. You got to get the coupon on Facebook, and we do have the link for you. And we also have, while you're eating, you know, sometimes when you eat by yourself, you want to read. So we have 10 free Beatrix Potter kids ebooks for story downloads. It's like a whole bunch of them. Tale of the Flopsy Bunnies, Tale of Ginger and Pickles, Tale of Jeremiah Puddle Duck. And each one, you know, has a separate URL, but you just go to Amazon.com, stick in the title, and you'll get the free ebook so you can read all about Beatrix Potter and the bunnies while you're having your lunch or dinner or breakfast.
Ain't it swell?
And it's all on DougStephan.com.
All right, also at DougStephan.com, we have new pictures from the farm. And all of you, if you'd like to go to your computers now, I'm going to give you a quick barnyard tour. All right, everybody there? Jennifer can't because she didn't get that right hookup. But Roberta, you can go to DougStephan.com.
I've had a tour.
And Richie can go to DougStephan.com. Now, this is new today.
Okay.
These are new pictures today, starting with the one surviving rooster. Jennifer met both roosters when she was there a few weeks ago.
And you killed one of them.
One of them, unfortunately, got under one of my tires, and that was the end of that rooster.
Is that in the featured slideshow on the right-hand side?
Yes, it is. The featured slideshow on the right-hand side of the homepage. We have all of the go. Picture number one
is
the surviving rooster.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, the rooster walking away from the tractor to make sure it doesn't get run over. Number three, the inside of the new cheese cooling room that we're finishing building. Number four is one of the young heifers who is ready to give birth. Number five is my favorite cow, the champion Peaches. She has been she's the oldest cow on the farm, and my favorite. Neat cow. And then number seven, not a cow. Who is that girl?
Looks like a little cow.
Looks like it, yeah. And number eight, that's Charlotte. Number eight is a cow who's paying attention to the photographer. Number nine, a couple of the new little calves born in the past couple of weeks. Number 10 is your host mowing hay. Let's see, what do we have? Number 11, down the street with a sprayer. It just shows you what the country roads are like around here and when we get into trouble when something big comes the other way. Here's lounge time for the calves born in April and May out in the pasture on the backside of the barn. That's number 12. Number 13 is Charlotte, which she's just sitting in the hall room and waiting for some good. One of the calves looking things over close to the fence in the water trough. This is the and this is the calf at the trough. All right, so there we go. A little tour of the farm, boys and girls. Up next, oh, wait a minute, before we get to the television thing, Roberta, I found this fairly interesting from your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
With so many people concerned about the price of their real estate, this is sort of the subtle class warfare stuff that's going on. I've noticed a lot of the news media is highlighting, for what I believe to be obvious reasons, highlighting things that separate those who have money from those who don't have money. Most of us, if we're trying to sell a house right now, are selling it at a loss. Right? If you had to sell your house out on the island, it would probably not be at anywhere near close to its highest value.
No, absolutely
right?
not.
Okay, so that's with most of us. And that's the way the housing market is at the moment. It's interesting, however, to note that the very expensive, the top-dollar mansions that were losing ground to inflation, to deflation, the same as everybody else is really saying, that has turned around now. And as an example of things being different, there is an estate in Alpine, New Jersey, that is for sale. Rather than list it at a fire sale price, Forbes.com dug this up, a number of mansions, as a matter of fact, for sale this fall. You can find them on Trulia.com or Zillow.com or Realtor.com, Sotheby's International, Prudential, putting this stuff up for sale. There's a 12-bedroom, 30,000-square-foot pad in Alpine, New Jersey. Has a lot of extras you'd expect from a spread like this. Originally listed at $52 million.
Woo!
$52 million.
Nice.
Now,
it's a chunk of change.
$65 million. They upped the price on it. It looks like... It looks like a palace. It looks like Buckingham Palace, for God's sake.
It's funny. I'm sitting here looking at almost the same thing in Potomac, Maryland.
Yeah.
There's a, not near that much. It's $7 million, and they're not bashful about,
This house, Richie, has an indoor basketball court, an 18-seat movie theater, a 4,000-bottle wine cellar, Jennifer, a 65-foot saltwater indoor pool. Let's see here. Two kitchens with two baths off of each. The impulse to lower the price. Nope. He added money. It's got an 11-car garage.
Yeah, that guy's not hurting for a box to be able to let it sit for another year or two.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Hey, Dougie, if you buy it, I'll maintain it for you.
Yeah, right. Perfect. That's something that we can dream about, Jennifer.
You like it?
Yeah, let's have a dream. Speaking of dreams, we have the situation with this Pittsburgh woman who spent 5 days in jail. We'll tell you that story in a moment. Plus a new show for Roseanne. What's happening with our Q&A? We have. Should we do the quiz now, or should we do a couple of commercials, Richie? Then we'll do the quiz.
Let's take care of a little business, then we'll do the quiz.
All right, stand by, everybody, on the phone. We'll get to your calls in just a moment here on Good Day.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
Each person has a lid on his or her leadership potential because we are not all equally gifted. Have you done everything in your power to reach your maximum potential? The single greatest hindrance to a leader's growth is positional thinking. Anytime you think you've arrived, whether your position is the lowest or the highest in an organization, you started to lower your expectation for yourself. You can't arrive and keep growing at the same time. Be willing to forget about titles and position. Instead, focus on your potential. That removes barriers to your growth. Only then can you expand your leadership toward your potential and become the best leader you can be. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes. With Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
Hi, we always want you to use things as directed. 13 before the hour, Doug Steffen, the Tuesday program, our focus on television. Let's get the answer to the television quiz first before we move into Jennifer's news. Here's Ann in El Paso listening to KTSM. Hi, Ann.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Morning. I'm well, thank you. I hope you are same.
Absolutely.
Good. All right. What do you know about the cast of the first SNL?
I would say that Steve Martin was one of the original characters.
Steve Martin was one of the original characters. Wait a minute. No, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't.
No, yeah. He was not. Nope.
Okay. Well, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Nice to talk with you. You as well. Here's Joni down in Lake City, the Jet. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Joan.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So what is it, the question for those who are maybe just joining us? Two things here. I asked for the things about the program that are the same, and there actually I said there were the name and the producer, but it is something else. What do you think it is that's the same?
I'd say the stage.
The stage, I believe, is Studio 8C or 8D or 8 something. I think you're right about that, but that wasn't what I was thinking. But that doesn't mean that you're wrong, because you aren't wrong. Can you name one of the original cast members?
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase is one of the original cast members. You are correct. All right. So you get a prize for having both of those things correct. Hold on just a second. Here's Leon in Belle Fouche, South Dakota. Hi, Leon.
Hello.
So what do you think is the same, in addition to it being the same studio, the same producer, same name of the show? What else is the same?
It's still Live from New York.
But, yeah, it is live.
Gotcha.
See, that's another one.
Yeah. Well, okay, yes. But there's something connected to that that I was thinking. We got all of these things. Give us another member of the cast.
Dan Aykroyd.
Aykroyd, another member of the original cast. You're right. Okay, Live from New York, Dan Aykroyd. He gets a point there. Richie, hold on.
Sure.
Just a second. Let's see. Frank's got something to... But Frank, you say the name of the show is not the same?
No, sir. Good morning.
Hi, what is it?
It used to be Howard Cosell at the same time had a show called Saturday Night Live. So they used to say Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Ah. Hi, but who said that?
It was the announcer, and I think he's still on the same.
Yeah, that was the point I was trying to make. Don Pardo.
Right.
Is still the voice of Saturday Night Live. All right, so everybody gets a prize that had any connection at all with that. And Jennifer and I will continue in a matter of moments with the TV update. 51 after on Good Day.
Yeah. Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
At 53 past the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer and I focusing on television. The story at DougSteffen.com today. Jennifer, this 21-year-old Pittsburgh woman spent 5 days in jail for trying to bluff her way into an on-camera audition in front of the judges, Jennifer Lopez, Steven Tyler, Randy Jackson.
How was she trying to bluff her way on?
Her name is Brittany Acosta. She's been trying out for the show in various cities around the country. She finds out where the auditions are, flies to the city. She's been in California, Texas, Arizona, St. Louis, Denver, New York. She keeps going.
Wow,
to try.
She's got money. That's cool.
Yeah. She wants to be on American Idol. She keeps pretending that she is a singer, so that's what the producers and the security guards are saying. They attempt to usher her out. She said when she was in New York, "I'm not leaving. This is my dream. My life is ruined." So the police came in and arrested her. She spent 5 days in jail. She says she spent $10,000, Richie, this summer traveling around to try to get on to American Idol. Now she's pretty much broke.
Now she's in the clink.
Come on, will you please? What's the matter with those people? The story. Now she's going to try to
get an
audition.
Maybe she should try out for the X Factor.
The Voice. She's trying to now audition for The Voice.
Here's her Facebook page. Sad. She's got official on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. She's famous.
I'm a sweet person.
Yeah. All right, Roseanne.
My official video.
General. Roberta. What am I?
Yes. Commandante. Yeah.
Commandante. No, goddess. Goddess.
All right. So, Jennifer. Roseanne is going to shoot a pilot for a show called Downwardly Mobile. It is a sitcom created by her and her latest husband or boyfriend or whoever it is. It is the producer of the earlier Roseanne show about the goings-on of a family living at a mobile home park. Downwardly Mobile.
Interesting.
This
so like Roseanne.
Entertaining?
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be, There it is.
Hey, another sitcom star is coming back to TV, and she's actually joining forces with someone else that she used to work with. Kirstie Alley from Cheers has started a new sitcom that'll run on NBC, and she's cast Rhea Perlman to play her mother-in-law. Isn't that kind of offensive?
Rhea Perlman's in Taxi.
Yeah.
No, they were both in Cheers together.
Right, they were.
And
Danny DeVito's
like 60.
Yeah, she's old? 60.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. But she cast Rhea Perlman to play her mother-in-law. The show's called The Manzinis, and it's about these big Italian-American family that clashes with all of its WASPy neighbors.
The Manzinis?
That's perfect for Christy.
The Manzinis. Isn't that great?
Actually, it does sound kind of...
She's a hoot on her Twitter feed. She's pretty much like that in real life, I would imagine.
Yeah.
She's having a resurgence. Dancing with the Stars did a lot for her.
Is it going to do the same?
Also some sad news today.
Will it do the same for Nancy Grace? Did she really
have
a...
I think so. I have to tell you...
Pop out? What?
Yes,
she did. She had a little, but not anything that you could see. It wasn't like a Janet Jackson thing.
Okay. No. Anyway, the judges were the only one that got to see in her partner. Yeah.
You know, I didn't love her before. She kind of annoyed me on the news.
She annoys
me
a lot during that, but I think she's interesting.
But she's got a great personality on Dancing with the Stars. So go, Nancy. Although she might go home tonight because she wasn't very good last night. All right, sad news at CBS.
My wife walked in and changed the channel from the baseball game to Dancing. I'm like, what are you doing?
We did that, too, in Mexico. Absolutely.
Okay.
But there's baseball every night of the week. All right, so sad news, as I was saying.
Three times. Yeah.
How to Be a Gentleman has been pulled from production. It looks like it's not even going to make it. It was only on once. This is the one that Kevin Dillon is in. And it took the place of Blank My Dad Says. And it was created by
Kevin
the guy
Dillon
who does
from Entourage.
Yeah, really? This is his show. It was on one time, but its ratings were so low that they pulled production on
isn't
it.
Isn't that funny? Because that was always what was going on in Entourage.
Yeah.
He'd get his show and wouldn't go anywhere.
Right?
It's pretty funny.
So surprise, Kevin Dillon. Right.
Surprise, your show sucks. Yeah.
At CBS, they've given a full renewal to Two Broke Girls, which is a really cute show. That's on Monday nights. And then for all of us that love classic TV, so excited about this, brand new TV show is being an old TV show is being done for a brand new movie. Guess what it is? I'm going to give you a hint. Ready?
Yeah.
Wilmer.
Oh, really? Mr.
Ed? Mr. Ed is going to be a full-length feature movie. They're bringing it to the movies. You love
That'll
it?
That'll be fun.
Isn't that cool? I can't wait for that.
Wait a minute. If they can do a movie about a stupid horse, we ought to be able to get...
Hello.
I'm Mr. Ed.
We ought to be able to get
a cow
movie.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And if you do not know about a horse, that is, of course, unless the horse
is a I don't think you know the words, does
Mr. Ed. We all know the parts.
The source and ask the horse to give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.
59 after on Good Day.